Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called My Story, where we're looking at how all of history is really the story of God and how we find meaning when our story connects to the bigger story of God. We've been connecting four biblical stories to stories of people in our church body. And this past week, we looked at the story of Mary Baker, which really aligned with the story of the woman who is found that has an issue of bleeding for the last 12 years. She meets Jesus. And here's what it says. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your disease." Now, it's obviously a very interesting story. Imagine this woman who, in that culture, if you had that type of condition, you were considered ceremonially unclean. So you couldn't go to worship. You couldn't be at the synagogue. You had to do the sacrifices once you were made right. She spent all of her money trying to get help, and none of it seemed to work. And this is 12 years. This is 12 years. Imagine that, 12 years to be struggling with an ailment like this. That's a long time. And more so, if she went up and touched a rabbi, she would make him ceremonially unclean, and that could be dangerous for her life. You could even be stoned for something like that if you did it willingly. And here she is. She hears about Jesus. She hears that he's able to heal, and she puts all of her hope in Jesus. And she seeks after him, thinking, "I'm just going to touch his tassels, and then I'll be free of this. I'll maybe be healed completely." And that's exactly what happened. And I'm sure she was hoping to just kind of get away and be healed and not have anything more happen. But Jesus calls her out and says, "Who touched me?" Which I always find that funny because, the disciples say the obvious, well, there's all these people around Jesus. Everyone's touching you. Which is probably exactly what happened. That's why I believe the Bible, because the stories are so real. And yet he knows that someone has touched him in faith and has been healed. And he calls her out, and finally, in fear, not knowing what's going to happen to her, she comes to him and tells him the whole truth. And he says to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. You know, go in peace." I mean, what an amazing, amazing interaction she had with Jesus. But the thing is, I think our suffering really reveals our need for hope. And for this woman, she probably put her hope in all of these doctors that she was going to time and time again. And finally, she had nowhere else to hope. And she hears about this guy, Jesus, who's healing people. And so she places all of her hope in him. I think it really points out the fact that, there are times in our lives when we are going to be struggling. We're going to struggle in our faith. We're going to struggle in our sickness and in our stress, our fear, our anxiety. In our losses that we have, there are going to be times in our life when we are really going to struggle. And for whatever reason, we live in this broken world, and there are times it's going to be difficult. I met many people who struggle with long-term chronic illness, who struggle with anxiety and fear, who struggle with a lot of just hopelessness that comes by trying everything they know to fix it. And I think what this story really shows is that Jesus wants a better story for us, that the story would have been a great story for her if she had just been healed and went home, but it's a bigger story when Jesus looks at her and calls her daughter. And that really is a show of his power, that just one touch and she was healed. But someday that woman would die again, right? She would pass away, but she's always going to be a daughter of God. This is what Jesus gave to her, and that is our hope, that when we look at our lives, our hope has to be centered completely into a source that's more powerful than us. We see that his power transcends our finite minds and gives us confidence to place our hope in him. And even to the point when we look at our life and think, okay, what if it doesn't get better? Then I have to assume that maybe God has a purpose for my suffering. God has a purpose for what I'm going through. And I just want to encourage you that there will be a day that we will be completely restored, completely taken care of, completely free of these things that struggle us now. But there's a better story that, you know, can God heal us immediately? Absolutely. And he might. But I'm going to trust in him regardless of the situation. The only key is going to be, you know, how do I keep my focus completely on him and on who he is and keep my hope centered in him? Hope is very powerful, but only when it's centered into a source that's bigger than you. God, I pray that you help us to hope completely in Jesus Christ, in what he did on the cross, in his power, in his purpose. God, I pray that you give us encouragement that even if we're struggling, that you have a purpose in this. Help us to hope in you as your children. Until that day we're completely restored, use our lives, even our suffering, for something bigger than ourselves. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Just take a second wherever you're at, and if you're struggling, just submit that completely to Christ. Ask for strength. Ask for the ability to hope completely centered in him. Till next time, God bless.